no difficulty in that, because there can be shibut nechosim. There couldn't be a shibut nechosim without a shibut aruf. One could not acquire a shibut in somebody else's nechosim if the other person doesn't owe him anything. So, in other words, there couldn't be a shibut nechosim in a vacuum. The shibut nechosim must be based upon a debt, upon a shibut aruf. But it doesn't mean that if that in order that Levi should acquire a shibut in the nechosim of Shimon, that there must be the shibut aguf must exist between Shimon and Levi. So even though the shibut aguf is not transferred to Levi and the shibut aguf remains the personal indebtedness, even after it is all transferred to Levi, remains between Shimon and Ruvein, but the shibut nechosim is transferred. But only as long as there is a shibud aguf between Reuven and Shimon. But the moment Reuven is meichel, so that shibud aguf between Shimon and Reuven is poka. So how can Levi have a shibud nechosim in Shimon's nechosim in a vacuum? This is how Rabbi Natan explained. Anyway, that's the halacha of Shimon. So Rabbi Natan mentions a big chiddush, that even though we say hamichas tachir v'chaviv chozar u'mochli is mochel, but if he's mocharinos matonim maimet shloshten, then he cannot be meichel. So he mentions rayas from the Gemara. But before we see the rayas, we have to understand this word. We have to understand this word. Now, so according, we have to understand it, alibe the reef in the Rambam. Now, Ramtam is the one who says it, so we have to understand it, alibe the Ramtam's explanation of Shmuel's din. What's Ramtam's explanation of Shmuel's din? Because that Tushi Budim, Shibud Agub, and Shibud Nechosim. And when a person sells a shtar, a promissory note, through Ksivu Misire, so he's only able to transfer the Shibud Nechosim. He's not able to transfer the Shibud Aguf. But my Mishlosh, then the Gemara calls it Hilchas Evloi Taimei. So that means, why is it Hilchas Evloi Taimei? Because not only the Shibud Nechosim is transferred, the Shibud Aguf is also transferred. And that's Hilchas Evloi Taimei. How can the Shibud Aguf, personal indebtedness that originated in the Halvoy, which is peculiar to the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, how can that be transferred to Levi, who was not a party to the Halvoy? That's inconceivable. With the Svora, it's inconceivable. But that's what the Kolos Chachomim. So here, the Chachomim were misaki, that the personal indebtedness, the Shibut Aguf shifts. So Memele, it's not shaykh to say v'chozal u'mochli mochel. What kind of a bailim is he to be meichli? He's a stranger. The moment he's makne to manus loshten, he's a stranger to that loan. It's not his loan. He cannot be meichel. I mean, that's this one. But he wants rayas from the Gemara. Chayim ashu shayim beis nidushin, he called milu vishtar plige, bidi Shmuel, there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Gdushin, in the price in the Gdushin, daf memches, between Rav Meir and the Chachomim. Suppose the Baal who is Mekadesh the Isho, he is a Baal Chayiv. Somebody, let's say, Reuven is the Baal, and Shimon Baal owes him $1,000, and Reuven has a promissory note against Shimon. And then he gives away this promissory note to the Isho. And he says, "Hariat Mekadesh Slibazu, with that chiv dachirim that I'm transferring to you. I want you to be Mekadeshes." So Rav Meir says, "Mekadeshes." V'chachomim emrim enu Mekadeshes. So the Gemara says, "So mimil v'bishtar plige b'dishmuel." Demand on Mekadeshes. Rav Meir who says, "Mekadeshes, lesli d'shmuel." So Memele, Rav Meir holds that Amichas Dachir v'chaver v'chozer u'mochle izeli mochle. So Mimele, if this husband he transfers this promissory note to the Isha, he's Mikadisha with that. So suppose later on he'll decide to cancel the debt to Shimon, so his cancellation will not be effective. The Isha will still be able to collect the debt from Shimon. So Mimele, there is Michus Das from the Isha, because she has nothing to be afraid of. Masha'ink, that's why Rav Meir says Mekadeshes. And the Chachomim say in Mekadeshes, because the Chachomim agree with Shmuel's din. So Memele, the Isho is not some Chadaite, because the Isho is not Gemara's Daito to become Mekadeshes to the man. Because she is afraid, maybe a month later, this same man will cancel his debt that Shimon owes him. And then she will not even be able to collect the debt from Shimon. So Memele, there is no Smichas Das, so he's in Mekadeshes. That's one notion. So So everybody agrees, even the mayor agrees, that if the Baal will later on cancel his debt to Shimon, so the Isha will not be able to collect the debt from Shimon. Because she doesn't anticipate such a treacherous act by the Mekadesh, that he will cancel the debt that Shimon owes him. So first the Gemara applies the Machlekes Remei on the Chachomim to Mikadish Mimil Mishtah. Then the Gemara says that Remei on the Chachomim Achelik, in the case of where the Baal is Mikadish with the Mil Valpeh, from my Mishlosh. So Remei says, in other words, Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvain, and Ruvain is Mikadish the Isha, and Ruvain and Shimon and the Isha are standing in one room. And he says to Shimon, the $1,000 you owe me, you pay this Isha. And he says, Ariat Nukadeshes Libazen. So Remeya says Nukadeshes, and Rachom says Nukadeshes. V'chi koma, b'mual pepli v'ravune, yikon ma'amet v'imu b'milve, mashma di'is le d'ravune, av'milve l'kul alme Nukadeshes. Here the Gemara doesn't say whether is le d'shmuel, less le d'shmuel, some kadaite, lo isam kadaite. The question is, Reb Meir is later avune, and the Chachomim less later avune. So it's mashma vi yochel imche. Amai mikudesh zman is le gamem yove bishtalu yisom chetayte. Vamai le mosik viboy yisei mikula ome kolem im yove. Afil le lapeh vishe somtayte pligi mosik shmuel amir bishtar. Elo mashma vi mai mishloshten in yochel imche. Why? So that's a raya. But what's the svore? The svore is that by mishloshten, according to Rametam's own explanation, of Amir Shtal Chavir Chosel Mochel Mochel, because the Mechira is only Chal on the Shibin Chosim, not on the Shibin Aguf. And once the Shibin Aguf is Poka, so you cannot have a Shibin Chosim in a vacuum. So, but by Maim Shlosh then, so the Takonis Chachomim was that the Shibin Aguf changes. So Memele, it can be Meich. Vim Teima, Vifirik Achiv, El Gabi Isha Chov Lebachirim. So the Mishnah says that the Isha, Shachov Lebachirim, Gyosel Ro, because she's Ptura, not that she's Ptura. She doesn't have any money. So the Gemara is, so the Nerbal cannot collect from her. So the Gemara asks, why couldn't the Nerbal collect from her? She could have money. So, in other words, he should be able to force her to sell a ksuve, and then she'll get a certain money for selling the ksuve, and then she'll have to pay to the Nerbal that money. So why isn't she mechuyevet to do that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishol, for all v'achirim, the poor mitaz bin ksuvo, so b'tim es anoye. So in other words, so she'll be meichel. V'hash de'akate timkeh b'mam eshloshten, di'oz li'tul chalimche, di'af agav de'abal v'ada li'isratze, ho'parishe ez da'afil bal kohche kone, ve'id gabe shechob lo b'baylo, timkeh b'mam edgimu. So there too, she doesn't have to pay. But what there, see, she can sell it. B'mai mit gimu, the shom nisratz abal, kide ligveis chvolose. So even if we are going to assume not like Admetam, that it requires the approval, the approval of the leive. By my shloshten, who is the leive here? By the chiv of the ksuve, the baal is the leive. So there will certainly be nisratze. Kliyim chvolose v'chiv misiv akamim mitzie. Gavim motzi sheva the poor b'sman sheisha meido amayaz lebal neichu itul mekosel isminism osatishre umshane shmam nisul ishmuel v'ashle neichu itul mamochom mamet gimul din yichil limchil. According to Rametam, v'yesh leima d'loit kinu mamet gimul b'ksuve the efshia shloit tovel edivil eil. So it's another chiddush by Rametam that mamet shloshten is dakones chachomim. So the chachomim were only misakim the mamet shloshten in a chayiv that certainly can be collected, that is certainly without a shadow of a doubt is collectible. Masha'in kein, the chayiv of ksuve is contingent upon certain facts, because it's contingent either upon the husband ultimately divorcing his wife, so then she'll be able to collect it, or it's contingent upon another fact. If the husband will predecease the wife, so then the wife will be able to collect the ksuve. But suppose there will be no divorce, and the wife will predecease the husband, so then the ksuve will never be collected. So since the debt is not the kind of a debt that in all certainty, will be nigme. So on this kind of a chayiv, there is no takon of mamishnosh. So the male the ish couldn't sell the chayiv of the ksuve for mamishnosh. Veidi shleima, the hosom gavishay vayim lochus lav. Dishem mochol mamishnosh. Di meidim shemochol im kinabal veisho yichpiru amchire. Vim yeshidim vayim rushabal nisrat. O yafu shosak vadashi vashekeh. Vim micho ozmuchar shashi veremes. Vilek lemeichas vimakos olitminis. Anyway, this is Rabbi Tam Shite, that the halacha of hamichas tachir lachaber v'chozar u'moch li'mochol only applies to michir hashtachiv al deiksiv u'misire, but it doesn't apply to michiras chayiv al deimam shlosh. And we understand this why Rabbi Tam says it. Rabbi Tam has to say it on the basis of svar. He mentions Rayas, but the real reason as to why Rabbi Tam said that is because Mitzvah Asvore he held that it is so. Because Rabbi Tam Mishito say that the reason as to why Amichas Tachir Avir Chozom Mochle Mochul is because they are two Shibudim, and Mechira is only Chal on the Shibud Nechosim, not on the Shibud Aguf. So the Mele, the Shibud Aguf remains between Reuven and Shimon. So once he is Mechel, so the Shibud Aguf is Pokar, you cannot have the Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf to support it. So that's only Shayach Ligabei Mechira Shtores through Ksilo Mesire, but it's not Chayach Ligabei Haknoa Eschei through my Mishroshin, because here the Takone was that the Shibud Aguf changes. Mashein came according to the Rif in the Ramba, who say that the whole reason is to why HaMichir Shtachim V'Chaveir V'Chozar U'Mochle is Mochle is because Mechira Shtores is the Rabbonon. My Mishroshin is certainly the Rabbonon. Mechira shtores al diksivim siri is a machlekes reshevim, whether it's effective with reis and rabbah. But by Meshloshten, the Gemara says it's a ilchesim litayme. So according to the Riv and the Rambam Shite, so certainly that the same aloha of Shmuel applies to my Meshloshten, so there are many reshevim who are chilek on Rabbi Tam. And it seems to me that all the reshevim who agree with the Riv and the Rambam's explanation of Amich Hashtar Lechachim Chavir Chazor Moch Lemochu, so have to be chilek on Rabbi Tam, and it's only Rabbi Tam Lishito say, because he explains Shmuel's din on the basis of the two kinds of shibud. Alright, so there is a machlik Roshim. B'mayim Meshloshten Koni. Eimer Rabbi Tam, now Rabbi Tam here mentions three separate klolim. He mentions here three separate klolim. Eimer Rabbi Tam leitkinu mayim Meshloshten mevit chovim, im aniv kedei alei mevit chovim, v'yomar le'Yisroel, Pneum Yisrael Achel Likone, Kim Daflo Amalei Schil Likone, Kim Dein Schil Likhovim, Hoadim Bimayim Et Gimol Likone. So that's the first one. Teisves here, and this Omed, mentions many chidushim by Rabbi Tam. So, now here another chidush by Rabbi Tam. That if, now Mamishloshten involves three parties, the, let's say, in Pekodin, Mavkit, Nifket, and Zeche, or Baleve, Mal Veleve and Zeche, or Rishenim coined terms that apply to Pikodin and to Mil. Because if you cannot use the terms Mafkid and Nifket in regard to Milve, you cannot use the terms Malve and Leve in regard to Pikodin. But the Rishenim coined Mamche, Mumche and Zeche, or Mamche, Mumche and Mikavel. So in Milve, the Malve is the Mamche, and the Levi is the Mumche in the Pikodin, so the Mafkid is the Mamche, and the Nitket is the Mumche. Mamche, Mumche, and Zeche. So, if the Mumche is an Akum, so then, and the Israel tells the Nitket the Akum, or the Levi the Akum, Pneuli Israel Acheya is Loikon. Kim Dafilom al Israelikon. Kim the Israelikon. So if somebody else, if the Miri had said this din, and the Miri says this din too, so the Miri is chilek on Rabbi Tam's first chidesh, and the Miri says that my Meshloshten is ineffective without the approval of the Mumche, so then we can understand. So if we say like the Miri, that my Meshloshten requires the consent of the Mumche, of the Leve, or the Nivket, so in other words, so then we can say that Lakonis Chachomim was that through the Maimed Shloshten, so the Mumche is Zeiche, even though he doesn't do anything, he doesn't do a Maizekinyan, but that's a Takon. But Rametam established the Aloche that even against the will, even against the will of the Mumche, so Maimed Shloshten is effective, so he cannot say that the Mumche, the Leive or the Nivket, is Zeiche in the Pekodin or in the Alvoye on behalf of the Mikabel and Kabel Zeiche. Because he says no, he protests. It's against his will. So it's not based upon the concept of Sriye. So why does Ramnetam say that since in Sriye Levi Kichovim, so mele if the Mumche, the Leve or the Nifket is an Akon, there is no Mamishlosh. As if the Mumche had to be Zeiche in the Pekodin, in the Alvoye, for the Mikabel. But even according to Ramnetam, even against the will of the Mumche, so it's effective. So we see that even though Rabbi Tam says that he does not require the approval of the Mumche, but it's still the Takonis Chachomim was. The Takonis Chachomim was, because it's not the Takonis Chachomim Hilchzim Litaimi, just three people. So why Tafke these three? Why Tafke these three? So it's not, even though it's Hilchzim Litaimi, but it has to make some sense too. I mean, even though it's Ilchas Olitaimi, it has to make some sense. It's not to be understood through Svoi. It is to be understood as if it had been Aloch Lemishim Sinai. But every Aloch Lemishim Sinai makes sense. Would Asit Mechitzte make sense? It cannot be conceived through Svoi. Through Svoi, we cannot understand it. But it makes good sense. So, in other words, how does it make sense? The three are present in the same room, and the Malveh says to the Leve, you pay to Levi, so then he acquires it. So the answer is, since he is the Leve, and the Dalvoye is Nizri Shus, since he is the Shemer, the Nifket, and the Pekodin is Nizri Shus, even if it's not in his house, but it's still in his custody, so Mimele, he is Zeiche. Whether he likes it or not, that was the Takonis Chachomim. That the Malve can impose upon the Leve to be Zeiche in the Alvoye or in the Pekodin for the Mikab. He can impose upon him. He doesn't have to intend to be Zeiche. The Malve can impose upon the Leve that he should be Zeiche. He should be Zeiche by giving him a directive so he can impose upon the Leve or upon the Nifket to be Zeiche. That's a Takone. But it operates for Sri. Operates for Sri. Masha'im came if the Mumche is an Akum who cannot be Zeiche, so Mimele, there cannot be Mamish Losh. So that's the first thing. Now the second thing that the Ramtam says. Vi Mam Kabul Bichovim, suppose the Zeiche is an Akum. The Omar and the Malv and the Levi, the Mafkin and Nifket are both Jews. The Omar Yisroel Tneuli Pleini with Chovim. Chovim calls Man Sheinach Ezabei Yitei. Afil Omar Leblim Amidim. Naturally, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, if he's not Chizeya, it's his money. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. He wants the Yisroel, the Nifket, to give it away to Nakum. So that's the Yisroel's, the Balamomi's business. So, I yitelei afilu omelei loy mamdim. Avol im chayzabei lo yitelei vet kichovim. But suppose, let's say in the morning, Ruvain said to Shimon, Ruvain the Malve, Shimon is a Levi, Ruvain the Mafkit, Shimon is the Nifket. Ruvain said to Shimon, in the presence of an Akum, now you give it to him, you pay it to him. And then in the afternoon he says to Shimon, I changed my mind, don't give it to him. So, afili mo maloi, v'mamid gimul, he shouldn't give it to him. Im loi shim yochel, he shomit min David Chovim. In other words, there'll be ill will. So then he has to give it to David Chovim. Even though the Yisrael, Ruvain, was chayzer. Now we have to understand this halacha. Mamish loshten is not an Indian of mitzvahs. It's not an Indian of mitzvahs, it's an Indian of moment. Alright, there is halacha. Many of the shame say, many of the Shemim say it's on the basis of a certain Gemara in Avizoret Avchavov that Evo v'nakom is deiche nisad rabbanon. In other words, one is allowed to be Evo nisad rabbanon in order to preclude, to avoid ill will from going. So that's shayach if it's a question of isurim drabbanon. But here it's on the basis of hefker bezn hefker. So if the chachomim were misaki, monefshech. What the chachomim misaki? Did the chachomim apply the takone of my mishloshtem in regard to a case where the beneficiary, the recipient, is like going? So then, even without ill will, even without evil, so he should give it to him. It belongs to him. How can we fold it from that? And if the chachomim didn't apply my mishloshtem to a case where the beneficiary, the recipient, the mikabel, the zeiche, is an akum, so how can we mock him evil? In other words, so since the Yisrael Reuven was Chazeya, so who's picking is it, this golden watch? It's Reuven's. And Reuven says, I changed my mind. I don't want you to give it to the akum. So what right does Shimon have to give away Reuven? So he's a gazlan. He takes away somebody else's money in order to avoid ill will. So let him worry about the ill will. Why should Shimon worry about it? We have to understand it. Alright, now let's see. But this is the second cloud that Rabbi Tam says. That if the Mikabel is an Akum, so then if he was Chezeya, so then the Yisrael, the Mumche, is not allowed to give it to the Akum. Unless there is evil, then he has to give it to them. All right. Then the third one. V'manei sinevit kechovim. Suppose the malve or the mafkit is an akum, and the nifket or the leive and the mikabel are both Jews. Near the corner, di momein ishal Yisroel nifkiu al demay mit gimul. Davir chesem loy taimei. Kolch momein evit kechovim. So it's Yisroel. That the Chachomim applied the takone of my mishloshtin to a case where the nesim, the malv, the mafkid is an akum. And then another time, veid b'dineim dayinolei, she'imrin le'shamrinolei v'chovim kardinchem. The second time depends upon the mitzies. I mean, in other words, in the days of Teisves of Rabbi Netan, so the Mishraelom, they recognized this kinyan of my mishloshtin. That's what we see. I mean, today it's not even recognized. A kinyan of my mishloshtim. But in the days in Zman HaTeisves, so b'dineihem it was recognized. Now, so we see now with this we can understand the second plan. What's the second plan? Where the mikabel is an akum. So then, if the nesim was chayzeh, so then the mumche is not allowed to give it to the akum. But unless there is evil. Unless there is evil, if it will conduce resentment on the part by the akum, then he has to give it. And the question is, so what? If it's not effective, so it's the moment of the nesim, and the nesim doesn't give him the shoes to give it to the akum. So he should be a gazlan if he gives away the Yisrael's money to an akum. Now there is aloche, I mentioned it several times. That's a Gemara in Bava Kami, Daf Kuf Yudalet, I think. And the Rambam mentions it in Hilchas Melachim Perik Yud Halachim Yudveis. Shnei Akum Shebol Lufanecho Lodin Bidin in Yisrael. I mentioned that Rambam in connection with Dinah Malchus Adine. Virotsu Shneim Lodin Din Teiro. Doni. Ho Echod Reitze Ve Echod Eine Reitze in Keifin Isi Lodin. Elo Bidinayim. Hoyo Yisroel v'akum. So in other words, if two akum, two goyim, come before Yisroel, two in the kechovim, come before Bezn Shal Yisroel, and they want to be nidden b'dinei atoh, edin toh, so then, if they both demand it, so then, Bezn is mechuyev to be done, b'dinei atoh. But if one says, I want that it should be litigated within at all, and one says, I want it should be litigated within Einu, so then, in Kevin, he said, what in Elbinay? So, from that alone, we see that the basic halacha ligabe enevit kechovim is not the name, because our dinim have no shayches to them. It's their din. Hoyo yisoyo ve'akum, that's the Gemara Melakame. Im yeshchus li yisoyo b'dineyem, donelim b'dineyem. Ve'imrim lo ikar d'neichem. Ve'im yeshchus li yisoyo b'dineyenu, donelim din teiro. Ve'imrim lo ikar d'neichem. So in other words, if Yisroel and Akum have a litigation in Besdin, so then Besdin applies either the Dinator or their dinim according in what din the Yisroel has the source. The year Ali Shemesin came with Gatation. Eloleilom don libine. So I mentioned, so that's a raya from this Rambam, that when there is a shaila, a litigation between an Akum and the Yisroel, so the basic principle that determines is the name, not the name. Even though we are bound by the Netor, but vis-a-vis umiseilom, ebneiach, so we are bound by their din. And that is really the basis, according to Rashi and Yosef, of the halacha of dinei malchus edine, because the dinei achamechuyev to adopt the civil code in dinei mamones. So memele, it's effective. So memele, according to Rashi, it's effective even with Rabbi Yisrael. So that's the halacha of dinei malchus edine. So the basic principle that is effective in a litigation between a Yisrael and an Akum is dinei em, not dinei em. So, and the raya is that if there is a litigation between a gatation and the Yisroel, so then leilom don live the name. V'chein yira li shenei agim gerteisho v'dear cheret zog mizchasonim ki Yisroel. But by Akum there is a special halacha. By Akum there is a special halacha that he can be nidden within Yisroel or within Ayem according to the situation. If he has his chus within Ayenu, then Bezdin is down within Ayenu. If he has his chus within Ayem, then Bezdin is down with the Neyem. But we see that the basic principle is the Neyem, not the Neyem. Vis-a-vis Ben Neyach, even in a litigation between a Ben Neyach and the Israel, the basic principle is the Neyem, not the Neyem. Not the Neyem. So, now, the Sifri, I mentioned that Sifri also. ועצב שבטיכם בייס ההיא, לימר, שומע בין אחיכם ושפטתם צדק בין איש ובין אוכל ובין גרת. So the Sifri says, ושפטתם צדק בין איש ובין אוכל, פרט לישראל שבואו לפניך הולודן, ישראל ועקום, שבואו לפניך הולודן, שאם יש סחוס לישראל בדיניהם, דונאו בדיניהם, ואם יש סחוס לישראל בדינינו, Doneinu bidineinu. Because of that is learned out from the Pasuk. Ushvatetem tzedek benishu binochi vuvengeri. In other words, so what does this Sifri imply? That actually this procedure normally would constitute a miscarriage of justice. Manavshach. If, what is the basic principle that determines in a litigation between Yisrael and Akum? If it's b'dineinu, so we should be down b'dineinu all the time. Regardless whether the schus will be for the Yisrael or for the Akum. And if it's b'dineinu, so we should be down b'dineinu. But the basic principle is the neihem that you see from the Rambam. That if the litigation is between Igateshov and Yisrael, what's Igateshov? Igateshov is a nice goy. Igateshov is a goy who is mekayim zayim mitzvah b'dineinu. That's all. So we see that the basic principle is dinei hem, but it's a special heter. So the Rambam says that special heter, actually it's a miscarriage of justice. But there is a special Teras HaKosov that we are allowed, the Bezdin is allowed to practice this miscarriage of justice. As a matter of fact, the Harav Amiri in Bava Kama, he says that Biumeis Hagdureis Bidarkei Hadosis Vanimusin. So then, Bezdin is only allowed to practice that if the Umisailom, if in that place, the Umisailom themselves discriminate against Jews. But if the Umisailom don't discriminate against Jews, then they are not allowed to practice that. That's what Rav Amiri says. So why? I mean, what kind of Idin is it? The answer is, it doesn't mean that Alpidin. So if there is a litigation between an Akum and an Yisrael, so the Yisrael acquires both Jews. There is no such halacha. We see that Gemara, the Sifri, deduces it from the Posik, Ushvatetem Tzedek Bein Ish Bein Ochiv. Prat Le'akum. So that means that it's inconsistent with Tzedek. This practice is inconsistent with Tzedek. Because if the basic principle in a litigation between Yisrael and Akum is the Nehem, V'horaye, if both, if the litigation is between the Gateshav and Israel, so Leilom don't be the Nehem. So that's the basic principle. So the Mele, it's a miscarriage of justice to apply Dineinu in a case where our Din has Yisrael. So it's a miscarriage of justice, it's inconsistent of Tzedek, but it's a special heter. It's a special heter to apply our dinim in the case where the Yisrael has a shrus in our dinim, even though in their dinim he doesn't have a shrus. And to practice this, which otherwise would be a miscarriage of justice, of course, when the Torah allows it, so it's not a miscarriage of justice. But, as between a Gateshov and a Yisrael, it would constitute a miscarriage of justice. But there is a special heter, Ligabe Anako. So the Rav Amiri says that when is there a heter if the Akum themselves, if the Goyim themselves discriminate against the Jews, and they don't grant the same rights in their litigations, in the litigation court, to the Jews that they grant to the non-Jews. But if they don't discriminate, so then that heter doesn't apply. This is the pshat in the Harav Amir. Anyway, so this aloche, im yeshchus le Yisrael b'dinei Akum, so then don leisa b'dineihem, so is a heter. It doesn't mean that that's the basic principle that is effective. It's only a heter. So Mimele, the heter is not shayach. And you see the Rambam says that heter doesn't apply to Gateshov. And the Rambam really says that if the Goyim in their courts never discriminate against Jews, then even vis-a-vis an Akum, that heter doesn't apply. So Mimele, Bimokim Eivo, the heter doesn't apply. So if Bimokim Eivo, the heter doesn't apply, so Mimele, so we should treat him the way we treat him if he had been, instead of a pagan, he had been a Gateshov. What would be the aloche if the Mikabel had been a Gateshov, not an Akum? So the Rambam says, Leilom don with Bineyem. And Rabbi Tam says that was the Bineyem. So Mimele, Bimokim Eivo. So we have to treat an Akum also as if he's a Gateshov. The heter to treat an Akum differently than we treat a Gateshov is only when there is no Eivo. But if there is Eivo, so even towards the Akum, we have to treat him in a litigation the way we treat a Gateshov. This is the pshat in case. Alright. Hikno lo enodim, hochenamed li kone, pirish hikno lo enodim imay mishloishov, shal enoil da adayim bishas mat moiz, hochenamed li kone, ulisvorim di galase hochenamed li kone, hoche pirish. Hikno limodim bikin baal mebeli mamishloish to lahavim shaskiyen shal enod adayim hochenamed li kone, do mamishloish kin kone afil nila hakeim. לדוב שני בעילום יומה, הח סוגיה לי ורבו נקיים את יסלו דמח דוב שלו יום, ולא יודוב שלו יום בעלי. דיבו איש הרב יסלקה בפירס דקל שבו לילום יוכל ארזה בי. ופירק מי שמס, כלומר רבו נמזק לו ברבו שתילת לי קונה. ורב נחמנה ויפרה מדרבו נה. די יסלו יוסם שתילת קונה. ובאיש הרבו כלומר רב נחמנה ושבו לילום יוכל ארזה בי. ואם תאימה, מי חשבה מינו לרד מי ידו דמח דוב שלו בלילום. היינה מהי דקטונה. דמישנים דושי. לאחר שתזגיירי. ושתשכחתי. Mikudeshes, suppose a Yisrael says to a Nochis, to a Goy, Hareyat Mikudeshes li, liacha she tizgayni. So, the Chachomim say that even after she is Mizgaya, she doesn't become Mikudeshes. And Reb Meir says that she is Mikudeshes. So from that we see, now, in Gdushin, so who is the Das Makne? The Isha. So the Isha is Makne herself to the Baal. So Memele, so we see from that Reb Meir, of Lachash Mizgaya Shtach Mikudeshes, that Odo Makne Dobo Shal Boleilom, because she cannot be Makne herself in marriage, while she is a goy, there is no kedushin in a goy, so she is makne herself now leachar geus. So it's a dovah shel boleilom. So we see that all the makne may hold, all the makne dovah shel boleilom. Ma'ud yufe shainon, nami dovah makne lei dovah shaloi boleilom. Dokoton leachar sheis gayer if inochri says to a Israelis, hariat mikudeshesli leachar sheis gayer. So again, the Chachomim say. Einu Mikudeshes, and Ramiya says Mikudeshes, he is the Das Kene, the Baal. So we see, so from the same memory of Ramiya, we see not only that Odo Makne Dovo Shaloi Boleilom, that Odo Makne Lei Dovo Shaloi Boleilom, because right, he's the Kene, and right now he's a boy. So then, Lacha Gemus, so it's a Dovo Shaloi Boleilom. V'yishleima, adim tichobi b'yeh, v'nisnai b'eilom. Elo shemichosorim geirus v'shichu. Domelim limlodim, the lisnaye beilom, klal. The av, or gavi alfinim neido de makne le mea peres dekel, veloi mifalginon. So we should say, ligabe dovo shaloi boleilom, that maybe Reb Meir is only applies the makne shaloilom when it is beilom. But, legally, the legal status is not beilom. Mashiach came, Peiris Dekel, that is Mamish not Beilom. So if Reb Meir will be made it, that he don't makne. So he says, Enoch Nami, we could make that distinction. But we find another Tane who says that we say Yod Makne Dovah Shal Beilom, even when Bimtzias is not Beilom. And we find that Reb Meir says that Yod Makne Dovah Shal Beilom, when legally it's not Beilom. The legal status is not Beilom. So Memele, the Gemara equates. Reb Meir with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, but Ligabe Lidobo Shaloi Boleilom, we don't find Itane who says that even when Bimtzias is not Beilom, so he can be Makne. We only find Itane who says who legally does not have that legal status as yet. So Memele, we say that where Bimtzias is not Beilom, so then even Reb Meir will be made that you cannot be Makne Lidobo Shaloi Boleilom where Bimtzias is not Beilom. I'm usually called Mishnos, the Rabbi Yaakov, the Omer, and Pirzal, with the Mechubon, you talk, Pirzal, and Zohar, Plushim, Yom Yisrael, and Yisrael, and Yisrael, and Yisrael, and Yisrael. All right. Now, just one piece of Gemara. Omer Lei Rav, Rav Ravachet Vardale, Kabe de Merikel, Yisrael, Gaboch. In other words, Rav said to Ravachet Vardale, I have a pot of saffron with you. In other words, I deposited this part of saffron with you. Yavali pleini ba'api. Yavali pleini ba'api kamina loch le'adronabi. So, in other words, in his presence, I tell you that I'm not going to change my mind. Michlal di bo yehodo moze hodo bei hoche ko'oma dvorim alolu linitin lechazon. So Rav said, I couldn't be Chizer. In other words, not because I have no intentions to be Chizer. I couldn't be Chizer. So, why? Because Be'api Kaminoloch. In other words, so it's the Mavki, the Nifked, and the Mikabu. So that's why Mishlosh, Rav already mentioned the Aloche. Omer Rav Chodezine, Omer Ravune, Omer Rav, Mone Lebiotcho, Pneu Lepleini, Bimai Mishloshton, Iskone, Imai Havamine, Hanemile matone merube. Avo matone beetes. So matone merube is only bifonov. But shaloi bifonov, it's not effective. Mashiach matone beetes, even shaloi bifonov is effective. Loi liboi bifonov, even shaloi bifonov is effective. Komash vlon, that even by matone beetes, it's only effective, it only changes ownership in the pikodin, if it's bifonov. But not if shaloi bifonov. אבו מתונו באתס, ואם תאים אורנם משמעים לו מדום הרב בפרק עזוב, דבור ימי משמחיס רמון אסל מחליקת ביטויים רב ונד רבי יחנן, ודה דבור ימי משמחיס רמון אורנת, הוא יפסק לי כרבי יחנן. But Rav says that if somebody makes a promise to give a מתונו מאתס, a מתונו מאתס, a מתונו מאתס to another person, he can be chayzer. He's allowed to be chayzer. So Rav already mentioned that he's even allowed to be chayzer. How could I say that it's effective by matonim etes? Umdam also matonim etes lemecha b'lekem moiz b'anivorim v'yishleim adhoch ha-shem al-inivket u'balchiv she'yitin lei salkedaiten dikone tvei mikshom ha-maton ha-neseloch. There Rav discusses the question of not my mishlosh. Just Ruvain says to Shimon, I give you, tomorrow I'll give you a maton emetes. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it's also to be chayzer, because some chedaite, and Rav says, there is no isa. There is no isa. But there is no mamish loshten. But here, even though there is no mamish loshten, but he says it, there are three parties. There is a mafkid and a nifkid. Even though they don't stand in the same room, it's not be fun of. But he says it to the Nifket that he should give the third party. So Mimele, we should have the Aloha of Maimich Loshin should apply. In as much as it involves three parties, even though three parties are not present. So Kamashmalon, that when is the takone of mamish loshten applicable only when the three parties are mamish present in the same room. But if they are not all present in the same room, then the takone of mamish loshten doesn't apply. Dalet, we should finish the theory. Hanaginoye, the of the chushbene bahadadode, posh chomesh istere zuze gabechad minayi. So they were gardeners, and they made an accounting. So according to that accounting, so one gardener was indebted to another gardener 5 Easter Azuzi. So in other words, let's say Ruvain was the one that to whom it was due the 5 Easter Azuzi, and Shimon was the one that was mechuyev. Amrelei yavinu nelei limora are be'ape mora. So they said to them, those to whom it was due, it was more than one. So those to whom it was due, the Chomesh Easter Azuzi, said to the one that was mechuyev, you give it, instead of giving it to us, you give it to the landlord, to our landlord, and in the presence of the landlord. So it's malve and leive and the mikave, and there were mikave kinyan also. There was a kinyan suda too. So they were two kinyan, mamish loshten and kinyan suda. We say if ozlovat chushbene ben yaleli nafshe, we push kapi lemide. Then the gardener has made a new cheshbon, a new accounting, and it turned out that it was a mistake, there was an error committed in the first cheshbon. So he didn't owe him anything. Also, he came to Rav Nachman, Omalei Mai Evidloch. So Rav Nachman, as the Gemara points out, that Rav Nachman at the very outset wasn't told that it was a mistake, admittedly, there was an error. So he thought that it was just chazore, nowhere. So Rav Nachman said, "My evidloch." For two reasons, you cannot be chazim. Chode domar rabu namarab. My mishlosh, the gardeners to whom it was due, that's the malve, and the gardener who owed, that's the leive, and the landlord, he's the mikabel, the zeich. Vei dokom eloch. So then there is king in Suda. Omer Rabbi, Otohaimikoma liyahid nidelekikaboyikoma. In other words, there was an error committed. Omerim kikini bitoyes or chokim bitoyes chayze. Easter Azuzi sila medine stam Easter Azela tzur. Easter Azuzi sala medine. Shmini shebisala tzur. דהיינה חוצי מינה. באפי מורה אומר לי כל יקלים, אומר לי באפי מורה, יאבינה לי למור הארץ. חיי יאוי. נאה, דתי ישבס, ומפושק הבאים לו עם מידי, פירש רח וחיין רב נתם, שהויו בלדינים מיידים לב. אוי הויו האדובו ידוע בהידס ברורו, ומפושק הבאים מידי. ומשמע מדבריהם, so the Rach and Rav Netam say that only because there were witnesses who testified that there was an error committed in the first accounting, the first cheshbon, or that both Baladin admitted it, so there was no disagreement. But suppose there wouldn't be any witnesses and there wouldn't be any mutual admission, so then these themselves wouldn't be, he himself wouldn't be mechui, wouldn't be nemon, be nafshei nemon leimato isi. So the gardener themselves wouldn't be nemon to say I made a mistake, but I'm meshui isi. Oh, so without the mige, so it's a double poshut. So it's a double poshut that he's not nemon. So as the Ramban says, so it's not chayach. So by every shtar, when somebody produces a shtar against the other fellow, so the nitva should be able to say, all right, I wrote that in the shtar. I told the Indian to sign that in the shtar, but I made a mistake. Well, so then all the Ramban says, all stories about it, all story raya about it. A woman who produces shtar al voye. Ishtar al-Voye against Shimon. Against Shimon, the Shimon will say, all right, I did execute that Shtar, but I made a mistake. So that's a double poshut, that one is not Nemon, to say that I'm certain his chayves that he made, that it was made a mistake, only if he proves it. But Rav Netam and the Rach, they mention a big chiddush, that even if he has a mige, he is not Nemon to say, he is not Nemon to say that I made a mistake. Let's remember the reason is Avogav Dislamiyet, the boy Yoma Chosarati Uporait. Now, let's say in this case, so, because the Rach and Rav Netam say, Shehoya Adobo Yudu Abay in Hezbroho. But if there hadn't been any Hezbroho, then not. Why not? But even without any Hezbroho, he has a Mige. The gardeners have a mige. Now they could say that I already paid him. So then he would be nemon. So we see, so the mele should be nemon even if he says I didn't pay him. But it was a mistake. So we see that one is not nemon to say I made a mistake, even with a mige. And what's the raya? The chay mashva roditam bishwes. Mona libiotro. Ruvin says to Shimon, I lent you $100. And someday Ruvin said to Shimon, I lent you $100. So Omar Hey, so Shimon responded, yes. There was a doye by Shimon. Limocho Monday. So Ruvin said, Nayoni. Imomale if on Monday. Shimon said this atibloch. Last night I gave it to you. So Pota, because true he was made it. Yesterday morning, but last night, he says, according to him, last night he paid it. Ain't things he give up. Ain't lobby your the, but if on Monday, he says, you don't tell me, so he's high. For a time, you feel coming to Basre, you should hold the hall, or even a little visi, came only parity, dome. Because since on Monday, he says, I don't tell you, I never borrowed from you. So there is an admission that he didn't pay. Because if one doesn't borrow, he cannot pay. So Mele, this time that I never borrowed from you includes an admission that I didn't pay. But he says I never borrowed. And this time I never borrowed is not Nemon, because that contradicts is the admission of the Oidoy of yesterday. But
So melee we combine the admission of yesterday with the implicit admission of today. So melee he has to pay. Vamaylon Hemon Lema Ema Yodi Shetoisi Shoisi Sobo Lies Hayev Veini Hayev Klu. So it's mashma from that Gemara that if he says the next day, he says Ema Yodi is Hayev under all circumstances, even if he tries to explain after he says Ema Yodi. So he tries to explain, he said, the reason as to why yesterday I said that I do owe you because I made a mistake. So you see, he's not Nemon. As a matter of fact, we could say, this is not a Raya Mukhachas from this Gemara, because we could say, when the Gemara says, Eila Biyodi, so he's Chayim, because Cholim is right now, and the Gemara is reference to a case when he doesn't explain his admission of yesterday. So, but he says, Eila Biyodi. And then when Ruben asks him, but yesterday you admitted, so Shimon says to him, yesterday I lied and now I'm telling the truth. So in that case, we say that he is Mechuyev, because Kolim Levisi came here, but maybe if on Monday, when he says, Elab Yodi, he explains yesterday's admission that it was a toyes, maybe he is Nemon because he had a mige. He could have said, between yesterday and today, I already paid it up. So it's not a Raya Mechachas. But Teisves assumes that since the Gemara says Stam, so it's mashma that under all circumstances, if Shimon says on Monday, he says, Eilob Yodi, so he's high. Even if he explains and he says the reason is why yesterday I said that I do owe you because I made a mistake. So he's not Nemon even with a midi. Why? So midi the boy of Brighty, okay? El Masham Deal Memon Mishno. Why not? So the reason is, according to the Rachel Rabbi Netan, because it's like a midi Mokimei, because there is an Undene. That the person wouldn't make any commitment, wouldn't make any ischayves, wouldn't make any admission unless he thought about it. A reasonable person is practical. In Mimele, he's not disposed to make idoyes on the spur of the moment. But before he makes a idoye, he ponders over it, he thinks about it. So Mimele, if he says now that I made a mistake, so it's like a medium okay. Now the Ramban is chelikan, and the Ramban here is chelikan the Rachel Ramban. He says, of course, that goes without saying. If a person will say on something on a certain ischaimus that he made, on a certain commitment that he made, that he made a mistake, so he's not Nemon. Because if he's Nemon, so an old shtores, one would be able to say, when I executed the shtar, I made a mistake. But if he has a mige, then he is Nemon. Then he is Nemon. According to Rambam. Now, one couldn't ask. It's no cash at all. Now, since from the Gemara in Vavasra it appears that even when Hidras Baldin cannot be effective, Biteras Nemones, Biteras Biro, when we know that it was a lie, like the case of Issa Giori, when everybody knew that it was not true, so then it's effective Mitam Ishaibes, Mitam Ikinyen. So that was the Takones Chachomim. Takones Chachomim. If we say like the Marit or the Marin Lev, that the whole halacha of Hidras Baldin Kibayin Dome is based upon his chayves or kinyan, so then it's in the raise, because the halacha of Hidras Baldin is deduced from the posik of Kiruze, that the mikzas is chayves shuwe. Why is it chayves shuwe? Because he was made it 50. So he's made a 50. So it's only because he's chayves to pay the 50. But if there hadn't been a halacha of Midas Baldin, so then he wouldn't be chayav Shvuah. So the sheet of the Marit and the Marin Lev, the Ktzeis in Cheshmish Bet Simen Lamedalet discusses it at great length. So he mentions it in the name of the Marit and the Marin Lev. But actually, there is a shitev that the Miri Makis mentions. That the Miri Makis mentions, because the Miri Makis mentions a shitev that where there is Idoaz Baldin, so the Chiyuv is only Mikam Lahabe, not Lemafreya. That means it's Mitam Ischaives. If it's Mitam Nemones, so it's only Mivarial. That, let's say, if Rubin says, I borrowed 5 years ago $1,000 from Shimon. So if it's Mitzad Nemones, so then it means that he has been Mechuyev for 5 years. But it merely mentions a shite that the Chiyuv is only Mikam Lahabe, is not Lemafreya, only now his Nechosim become Mishubet. So Memele, that means that Mitzad Nemones, but at the very outset, so it is because of his chayves, because of the kinyan. So according to that shite, it's a derisitic aloche, because the aloche of Idoaz Baldin Kibayim Dome is induced from the posik of Kiyuzeh. Masheim King Moses Rishayim, who say that no, under normal circumstances it is effective b'tiras nemones, and as a bio. But we see from the Gemara of Isa Giyure that even when it cannot be effective b'tiras nemones, as in the case of Isa Giyure, so it's still effective b'tiras kinyan, b'tiras ischaives. So the fluke, the second din of Idoaz Baldin Kibayim Dome, is only takores chachamim. And the Rai is from the Shittas Rosh. The Rosh says that it's only effective as a kinyan. It is not a kinyan by Igea, but not by anyone else. So according to him, it is certainly only takonim. So even the other Rishayim who say that it's effective by everyone, but the only mitzat takonis chachomi, because then we don't have any mokia for it, for the second thing. According to the Shit in the Miri, the Marin Lev, so that's the whole aloha Midas Baldin. So the Melee, it's implicit in the Zakosuf of Kiyuzeh. But according to the Rishayim, we say that normally it's effective mitam nemones, so the Zakosuf only tells in the din of nemones. The other din, there is no Zakosuf, but only from the Gemara of Basra. So it's probably only a Tekores Chachom. Now, so one couldn't ask. Now, Teisves here says that the only reason as to why he is not Nemon is because it's like medium, even with the medium, because it's a medium motivated. So one couldn't ask, but since it was Baldin, even when it cannot be effective as Nemones, as a bio, so it's still effective, Bitiras Kinye, Bitiras Ischaives. So what if he made it toys? If it's a question of the monies of Biro, so really if he made it toys, it's no Biro. But if it can be effective, b'teiras kinyan, even when we know it's a lie, as in the case of Isaac Yure, so even if the Baladinim are made it, that there was an error committed. But it's not just, it can be effective with Teras Kinyan, with Teras Ischaives. So that's no kasha. That's no kasha. Why? Because true, that it's effective, even when we know it's not true. So it's effective with Teras Kinyan. It's very, very Teras Kinyan. But the Idoya has to be a real Idoya. On its face, it has to be a real Idoya. So in other words, if a person makes a Idoya, and he wants to make the Idoya, he's not laboring under any mistaken notion, and he makes the Idoya, he says that he owes the other fellow, let's say $1,000, because he wants to say that, and he wants to appear that he's made it. So then, even if it's not true, it's still effective with Teras Kinyan. Masha'im came, if it turns out that he made a mistake, so that means he didn't even want to make a idoye. So if the idoye was made idoye, so the idoye is no idoye. When do we say that it's effective to ask him, and if the idoye is idoye? If he wanted to make that idoye, but he was lying, so it's still effective. Masheike, if it turns out that he made it a mistake because he really thought that he owed, and now we found out that he doesn't know. So mainly the idoye is not the idoye. Only when the idoye on its face is a real idoye. But if it's bitoye, so the idoye is not the idoye. Now, last year, I forgot to mention in connection with the tesves, that Gimel Amud Beis, Guf Omar Avune. So, I mean, something very important in the tesves, because the Marshal discusses it, and the Chidush Rav Kiveidia discusses it. Guf Omar Avune Marav, Ima Givo Vechein Rav Betam, Vibimayim Et Gimel Kono Baal Kol Fishalei Veo Ishal Nifki. Dilo Ikon Elam Yotzein, Ey, Diman Di Omar Davki, Vikon Kone, Lomo Hutzrichu Lissati Mayim Et Gimel, Yeim Al Yisri, Vein Yerleima, Di Hutzrichu Lissati, Limokim Shina Pikon Miela Nifket, El Miela Chere, Indelo Yael. The Af Kishein Apikon Miela Nifket, Yikde Beidis, Kidio Maros. So what does Teisa say here? Teisa says, Rabbi Tam establishes the Chidesh, that Maimit Shloshten is effective, even Baal Kolchi of the Nifket of the Lein. Because if we ought to assume that it's only effective Birtzeini of the Leivo, Birtzeini of the Leivo or the Nifket, so according to Mandoma, that it's only effective by Pikon, so if it's only effective Birtzeini, so why do the Chachomim have to elect a special Takone? So if he wants to be Maknaim, he can only say, so the Mafki can say to the Nifket, Schei, that's all. The answer is no. Schei, so then only when the Nifket wants to be Zeche, so he can make a Kinyan, he can be Zeche for the Mikabel, for the Zeche. But suppose he's not willing, so here, even Baal Kochi of the Nifket. So then Teisa says, but you can refute that right, because sometimes the Nifket doesn't even have it in his possession. Let's say a golden watch was deposited with him, he gave it away to a watch repair. So it's not in his possession. So then he couldn't transfer it to the Zeche, to the third party, through them. So only, so the Chachomim had to be Misaki. So he says, no, that's no right. Because the Afki Sheina Pikode, Biyada Nifket, Yiknebu Idisi. So the question is, so what's the raya that it's effective even Baal Kolche? What's the raya that's effective Baal Kolche? Monefshech. So you can ask the same kasha against the Gemara. Why did the Chachomim have to be Misaki, Eitakone of Maimon Shloshten, in order to enable? What was the purpose? In order to enable the Mavkit to give it away to the Mikabel, to the third party, to the Mikabel. But if he wants the third party to have it, all he has to do is to make an admission, and even if it's a lie, it's a Kenyan. So he can ask that cash anyway. What does it to do with this shyness, whether my Mitzvoshten is effective Baal Kochi of the Nifket? I mean, so the thesis is very strange. So the Marshal was bothered by it. Pirush l'divrayem, dimishum milzed l'shriche, ki ho, limo kein shina, pikodim yara nifket, vada yo roi misakni mamet shloshten, da habi kirchis in Britain, כמו שיקוס הבראש וחוס ואיד דרמיון זה דלוי שריחה של הראש שייס כי הו ודאי דלוי מסך נמי נתקיב כי בן אפשר על די יודיסי ומי הוא במיון זה דשריחה So he explained it as follows, that in other words, we cannot say that the Chachomim had to resort to a special takone in order to enable someone to transfer through Maimed Shloshtim in a case where the Pekod Niyad Yara Nifkit. Usually, if somebody is making something to a Shemer, so the thing is in the possession of the Shema. It's an unusual situation that it shouldn't be in the possession of the Shema, but he gave it away to someone. So that's a milsen leshriche. So Mele, since if it hadn't been possible not to transfer it through any other kinyan, so then the Chachomim would be misake in a special kinyan even for because of a milsed loishchik. But if, even in the event of the milsed loishchik, even in the case where the pekodin is not b'shus hanifket, it's still possible to transfer it to the third party. For it is a, so why should they be misake? Why should they be misake? Because of milsen leishriche, if it is possible to transfer it to the disse. So what is this conclusion? So this conclusion is, so it's a raya from here that the chachomim were misake in the kinyan of mamish loshtet even bal kochi shomifket. So then you can ask, so why was it necessary? So then you couldn't do it through 10 foot fusriye, but because the Bal Kochi doesn't want to be zeiche, so then the Chachomim were forced to apply the kiyan of Mamish Loshten. But why did the Chachomim have to enact the kiyan of Mamish Loshten? They could have advised to resort to the kinyan of Idise. So the Mashal says no. Idise is only effective b'fnei Eidim. That's the chiddush of the Mashal that he deduces from the stasis. That Idise is only effective when it's done b'fnei Eidim. But shaloi b'fnei Eidim, Idise is not effective. Even though the general rule is lo yivre sadel l'shakre, so all kinyonim imomim do not require edus, only gdushin, gerushin require edus lekim adavor. But momin, kiyonim of momin, do not require edus lekim adavor, it's only livure. But udise is different. Why? Because udise, since when is it considered, when can idoye be effective as a kinyan? Only if somebody is made in the presence of Eidim. So if someone is made in the presence of Eidim, so then, even when it's not effective b'teras biro, so it's effective b'teras kinyan. But if somebody is made a Reuven, is made to Shimon, I owe you $1,000, and no one was standing. So b'mele, since Shimon wouldn't be able to be mivaret, So Mele, it's not effective with Teraskin either. So this is what the Marsho says. This Marsho says Midayik from Teisus. So Mele, now we can understand the Teisus. So Teisus says, Teisus mentions Araye, that Mamishloshtim is effective even Bal Kochi of the Nifket. Because if we were to assume that it's only effective with Bertini of the Nifket, so it's not necessary. It's not necessary in the usual situation to resort to Maimon Shloshim, he can only say 10. He can only say 10. But sometimes it's difficult and he's not Roshuzi of the Nifke. But that's an unusual situation. So, and insofar as an unusual situation is concerned, so he has an Eitzei, he has the alternative of resorting to the Kinyan of Hidisi. The Kinyan of Hidisi. So then you'll ask, so even if my Meshloshten is effective, Bal Kochei of the Nifket, why was it necessary for the Chachomim to be misakim on Meshloshten? Let them rely on Hidisi. The answer is, Hidisi is not easy to realize the Kinyan Hidisi, because Hidisi requires to aid him. And many times, it's not so easy to get to aid him. So mainly it was necessary for the Chachomim to be misakei a kinyan of Mamish Loshten. So mainly you'll be able to transfer the Bikotin to the third party without aiding. But, so if we say that Mamish Loshten is effective, even in the case where it's Bal Kochi of the Nifket, and that is, that can happen every day, that's in Nilsen Ishriche, so mainly it was necessary for the Chachomim to be misake in the kin of Mamish Loshtin that could be carried out with ease, without the tirche of getting to Eidim. So we understand this, why the Chachomim felt compelled to be misake a kin of Mamish Loshtin, and they did not rely on Hidisi. Because Hidisi entails tirche. You always have to get two kosher eidim in order that the kinyan of Hidisi should be effective. And the Chachomim wanted to expedite business transactions, to make the transaction of business more convenient. So mainly they didn't want to rely on kinyan Hidisi, because if every businessman had to rely on kinyan Hidisi, so business transactions would be stifled anyway. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakeing the kinyan of Mamish Loshten in order to accommodate business people in transacting business easily and readily without the tilche of getting to aiding. But if you say that Mamish Loshten is not effective Bal Kochi of the Nifke, so when is Mamish Loshten effective? Only Mirzeini of the Nifke. Mirzeini of the Nifke, so the usual kinyan that can be done is 10. But sometimes there is an unusual situation. The Pekodin is not Mirshusei of the Nifke. So because of that, so if that in that unusual situation it would be impossible to transfer, so then the Chachomim would be forced to be misake, even because of an unusual situation. But even in the unusual situation, it is still possible, but with a little difficulty, with a little tilke. So the Chachomim should go to such an extent. The Chachomim should go out of the way to such an extent to be misake in Hilchese Blitaimei, in order to accommodate business people in an unusual situation. Even in that unusual situation, it was still possible for the business people to transfer to the third party, but with a little bit of tilche, that would be too much for the Chacham. This is how the Marsho explains the thesis. And I mean, he is forced to say all that. Now, the Karnerei, now, as a matter of fact, one could ask, Rabbi Gveigar is Chidushim, and Gittin, he is Chelik and the Marsha. And he mentions a raya from Itesves in Murmitzia and Azor that Kiyan Hidisi is effective even without Hidis. Because, like the general principle that prevails in Kiyonim Omei, Lo Yimu Sade El Rishakra. So Hidisi is no difference. Now, makes no difference. Now, one could ask, it's, it, should seem as a double poshut, as a self-evident truth, that Kiyan Udise should not be effective without Eidim. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if somebody is made, makes a doi before, let's say, Ruvain says to Shimon, Shimon says to Ruvain, you owe me $1,000. So Ruvain says, yes, I owe you. I owe you. Then the next day, Shimon says again to Ruvain, you admitted to me yesterday that you borrowed from me $1,000, so pay me the $1,000. So he said, I was just joking with you, I was teasing you. Mishavta libach. So the halacha is that he doesn't have to pay. And even if Ruvain, if Shimon was the Veya Ruvain in the presence of Tuedim, you borrowed from me $1,000. And Ruvain said yes in the presence of Tuedim. But he didn't say, when he was made, he didn't say, Atemeidai, you be witnesses that I borrowed from him, that I owe him $1,000. And then the next day, he did not say Atemeidai. So the next day, Shimon claims from him the money. You admitted to me, he says, in the presence of Eidim. So he says, yes, I admitted, but I was just teasing you. I was joking around. You said to me, I bowed, I said yes. So he's still never. But if on Sunday, when Shimon said to Ruvain, you bowed in the presence of Eidim, you bowed from me $1,000, Ruvain said, yes, I bowed to you. I bowed from you $1,000. The Atemeidai, then, the next day, when Shimon claims the $1,000, Ruvain says, Bishata Neboch is not Neboch. So it's Gemara Meforeshes. That not only the Meide can say Mishata Niboch, not only that the Meide can say Mishata Niboch, if they are knowing, if they are ready, as long as he didn't say at the Meidai, so that I made it to him, so he can still say Mishata Niboch, except if the Yidoye was Miksav, then he cannot say Mishat HaNibach. Because a person doesn't joke around and give him Miksav. Baal Peh, so people do joke around, some people. But Miksav not. But Baal Peh, so even if the war ready, if he didn't say Atemeidai, so he can say Mishat HaNibach. Now, so the question is, so that means that without Eidim, and even with Eidim, but without saying Mishata Niboch, so then, he can say, I mean, without saying Atmeida, he can say the next day Mishata Niboch. So how could there be a shaila as to whether it's effective with Amkin or not? We see that in order that the Doras Baldin should be effective, As the mones, so Mimele, he can only if he says Atemeidai. But without Eidim, he cannot say Atemeidai without Eidim. So Mimele, it's not effective. Period. So how could it be effective as a Kinyan? But, now, here's the Gemara Sanhedrin. So why is there a discussion between the Masho and Rabbi Javeyer, I mean, and the Masho only establishes that Chiddush because of the Hechach of the Stasis. Otherwise, we can't understand the Stasis. So the Rosh, and also Mekeisev, at the end of the third parak in Sanhedrin, the Rosh in Zeberia, paragraph Chofei, so he mentioned the name of Rabbi Natan. So he says, among other things, he says, Umishata Niboch Shayach Kishetove, Dirshodom Tibia es Havere, Mashin Chayre, Derechu Lehidis Lake in Lahashkishbe. In other words, that when is a Shayach to say, Mishata Niboch, if the Doye was based upon a tree? So, let's say, if Shimon claimed he was to pay a Ruvain, let's say $1,000, and Ruvain was made there, so then, if he didn't say Atameida, he can say Mishat HaNiboch. But suppose Ruvain was made to Shimon, Ruvain himself took the initiative, and in making the Doye, it wasn't initiated by the Tevea. So then, he cannot say Mishat HaNiboch, even without Edis. But without Edis, he can deny it. But if he doesn't deny it, so then what he'll say, but I was teasing you, so if it wasn't initiated by the Tevea, it wasn't initiated by the Tevea, and the Nitva himself took the initiative. So, and in making an admission, so then he cannot say Mishat HaNiboch. Most Rishonim say that. However, the Baal HaMoreh, in the third period, in Sanhedrin, he is Chelek, and he says that he can say Mishat HaNiboch without Atameidai, even if it wasn't initiated by the Tevea, even if it was initiated by the Nitva himself, he can say Mishat HaNiboch. So this whole shaila between the Marsho and Rabbi Gedalia, as to whether the king and the Disa is effective without aiding, so the question arises, how could it be effective when the halacha is that even bifnei aiding, if he didn't say atameidai, so it's not in doye because we can say mishat HaNiboch. The answer is he can say mishat HaNiboch, or according to most Rishonim, only if the doye was initiated by Tevea, because the Tevea claimed from the Nitva, and then the Nitva was founded and made the doye, so then he can say mishat HaNiboch if he didn't say atameidai. But if it wasn't initiated, it wasn't provoked by the Tvia of the Tevea, so then he cannot say Mishat HaNiboch. So Mimele, Biteras Nimones, it's effective. So the Marsho says that even though it's effective, Biteras Nimones, but where it's not true, it cannot be effective, Biteras Kiyem. It can only be effective when it's not unreasonable. The Svore of the Marsho is that it can be effective as a Kiyem only when the Doye can be verified. But if there are no Einim, it cannot be verified. So Mele, even if he is made it, that he is made this Doye, so it's not effective, but we know that it's not true anyway, as in the case of Issa Giyure. So since it cannot be verified, so then the Doye is not effective as a king. Now let's see how the Karnere disposes. Now Rabbi Gveya is Masik ante Isves, because of the raya he mentions from Tesis in Bomitzir. But how will the Rabbi Gveya explain the Tesis? Rabbi Gveya doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. It's not such a rai machachas from Tesis of Mitzir. So Tesis has a kashim. Why couldn't he resort to the king of this? Why didn't Tesis give the Teretz? Because there were no aiding. So it's a raya that even without aiding, this is effective. All right. Muchar, the Svirale, do this. Havik, we call Kionim, the Mahanibalayas. But how will they explain this Teisves? So then the question arises, so what's the Raya of Teisves? What's the Raya of Teisves that Bal Kocho of the Nifkat, Mamishloshti, is effective? Because if it's not effective, and it's only effective Gotzeni of the Nifkat, so then we could apply Anten. And even if it is Shalei Bashus, so then it's a mutual Shrich. So it's a mutual Shrich. So then the question, he says, Kishenat Kodin Biada Nifkat Hiktubin, he says. So if we say like the Mashal, then we can explain the thesis. But if we don't say like Shos, so the thesis doesn't make sense. Now look into the Kanarein, what he says. Midivra Rabbeinu Nira Ba'olil, Shesevea, Dikiyenu Yidisele Nikne Ragbeini, V'yaf Agav, Bechol Tuchtel Yivra Sadra Lishakre, Shona Lobeidu, see, this is different. To Lidnik Ba'adov Ragbeini, Umishmoche Tiknu Ma'am Shloshtun, Leichet Lekeini, Vayim Pnei Yeshua, Umashe Kosafti, Divra Rabbeinu, Vilui Divreim Nira Lani Zdaiti, the Af Agav, the Heiche, the Maknev Ma'am Shloshtun, Ba'al Kocho Shal Nifket, Nase Sheimeya, it's written here, Shal Nifket, but it's probably a mistake. Nase Shemeh Shal Azeche, the third party. I mean, it wasn't Nase Shemeh Shal Nifket, doesn't make sense. The Nifket, he is the Shemeh. So what does it mean? He's the Shemeh of the Nifket. He's the Shemeh for the Baal HaPikot. Now, when the Baal HaPikot gives it away to the third party, to the Zeche, let's say, Ruvin is a Mafke, Shimon is a Nifket, and he gives it away to, he says, Tain is a Pikot and Levi, so then, through my Mishloshten, Shimon becomes a Shemer, and he becomes Mechuyev, Bishire, Tulein, Nase Shemer Shalazich, Gamki, Haile Mishon, Dikvon Nichnas Lishibut Ashmire, Limavki, Umimele Kim, Dikonem, my Mishloshten, Nichnas, Bichyuv Ashmire Gamla Akele, Avo Biudise, Kim, the Biudise in Ikinye. Raki Glas Baldin, Dimikor Lav Dileave, Uchmishikos Varash Bob Gdushin, Vimke Mimela, Neka, Chiyuv, Hashmire Meamavkid, Mikore, Suini Nichnas, Bichiyuv Shmire Lasheni, Balkorcho, Umishimoche Yisra Takones Mamashosh. This is the Pshat in the thesis. Because if we say, that my mitzloshten is effective. If we say that my mitzloshten is effective, bal kochi of the nifkat, so then we understand this why the Chachomim found it necessary to be misaki my mitzloshten. The Chachomim found it necessary to be misaki my mitzloshten in order that im bal kochi of the nifkat, so the mafki should be able to invest the mikabel, the third party, with title in the pikodin, and that he should have all the schusim that he had until now. What kind of schus did the mafkid have? The nifket was mechuyev bishmire, and was mechuyev in the achayis of the pikodin. Now, if the mafkid is able to give away the pikodin to the mikabel, to the third party, Balkoche of the Nifket, so Mimele, the third party will get title in the Pekoten, and furthermore, the Nifket will be Mechuyev in Shmire to the third party. But, so that's why it was necessary for the Chachomim to be Misakim, Masheinkim, and then you cannot ask, but why did they have to be Misakim, Balkoche of the Nifket? The Kinam Ma'am Shloshten, they could have relied on it. He said, the answer is, if they hadn't been Misake Ma'am Shloshten, and they were to rely on it, he said, so through it, he said, he could invest the third party with title in the Pekoten, but he couldn't impose through Hidoye a Chiyuv Shmire for the third party. Because he was Mikabel Shmire for the Mafkid. He wasn't Mikabel Shmire to watch the Chivetz for the third party. And now that he's made it, he says, that was never my object. So Mele, the Nifket will be able to say, I don't have to watch and to work hard for Levi. I never was mischayel myself to watch the chevet for Levi. Now that you say that it belongs to Levi all the time, I don't want to be a shema for Levi. I want to be a shemeya. I want to be a shemeya for you. But so b'meila you understand as to why the Chachomi found it necessary to be misaking the king of Mamish Loshim. But if we say that Bal Kochi of the Nifket, so there is no Mamish Loshim. There is no Mamish Loshim. So b'meila, so when is Mamish Loshim effective? Birzeine, you don't have to resort to Mamish Loshim. So I'll be dead. This is how he explains the thesis. All right, but the Mashos Pshat is a very good Pshat. And it makes good sense, because even though the general principle in Kiyone Momen is that Lo'ivu Sakal Lishakhe, but the Kinyan of Idoye, if it cannot be verified, so Mimele, it cannot be a Kinyan. All right. So it's not even considered as Idoye. When is it considered as Idoye? If it can be ascertained, but if it cannot be verified, so mainly the idoy is not in Lidoy. Alright. Chone de Rav, Domer Ravune, Rav Nachman Salgdaito, Shor Yechizabei, Veloi Mishim Loi Posh Gabi Mid. Itma, Hilech Mone Lepay, Nishane Chai, Vele Yom Arav Chai, Vach Yosei, Vim Volar Zer Nechei Zeya, Ushmoy Loma Amitir Shchai Vach Yosei, Vim Volar Zer Nechei Zeya. Leini Bokim, Dimar Sobar Hilech Kisri, So Mimele Ravol the Tilach is Kisri. So Mimele Tilach is Kisri, so he cannot be Chayzeya, because the Malve was already Zeyach in the month. And Shmuel holds Tilach Lav Kisri, so Mimele can be Chayzeya. Boy, the Kula Al Melach Kisri Dome, Vokhe Vokhe Mifrige, Maasol Al Melach Kisri.